La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
This week is our Latin Grammy preview, a deeper dive into some of the 48 categories of the awards, which take place on November 20th this year.
And to help us discover the hidden gems in the different categories of this year's Latin Grammys, we've invited Judy Cantor Navas. She writes about Latin music and the Latin music industry for Billboard magazine. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, great to be here.
Judy joins us from her home in Barcelona.
And we're starting with Jorge Drexler from Uruguay. The album is Bailar en la Cueva. And the song that I picked is Bailar en la Cueva. And it's nominated for Best Album of the Year. Judy, I don't know what you thought about this. You know, it's an album that took me a little bit of time to get into. But once I gave it a chance, it's just such a lovely, smooth, Not even melancholy, like just a very chill, relaxed album.
Yeah, I mean, Jorge is a great artist, as you know. And yeah, for me, I have to say it wasn't my favorite album of his, but I personally, anything that he does, I do like, so. La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche. Y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva, bailar en la cueva, bailar en la cueva, bailar en la cueva, bailar.
So that is an example of what we were talking about, that there can sometimes be very well-crafted and engaging music, even within the more popular categories, this one being the best album of the year. Earlier this year, I did an interview with Jorge Drexler, and he talked at length about his album. And the thing that stood out for him for this album was it's the first time that he expanded his musical scope and vision to include rhythms from all over Latin America. As you heard in that one, that was very, very busy rhythmically. There are a lot of different influences on that track. And he talked about some of the other songs that were very special to him on this album. I agree with you. I really like the album.
Yeah, it is. It's very international, but at the same time, I guess what I love about this album is that I find it very rioplatense, very like from the Uruguay, Argentina area. And like with a lot of candombe rhythms and that mellowness that characterizes the music of the region of the world I'm from. So I found it very, very homey, you know?
Very good. Okay, Judy, you're up next with something for the little ones in the audience.
Yeah, we've got the children's category, which I think it seems I just put it in there as an afterthought or an obligation. And often the nominees you find there are a little bit random. I did pick this album by Marta Gomez. She's a Colombian jazz vocalist and a folk singer. And for me, I have a 6-year-old, and so I do listen to a lot of children's music. And a lot of times you think artists are like, they're either trying too hard to be childlike, or then they're trying too hard to be cool these days. And sometimes it's really hard to find that kids' music that, you know, it's good for kids and adults. It's kind of more chill. And this is a beautiful album, and I actually really enjoy listening to it. And it's got a bunch of songs, traditional Latin songs. It's just very a beautiful acoustic kind of relaxing album, you know, and almost, I'd say, almost alternative in its sensibility.
The album's called Coloreando, and this track is called Un Elefante.
Un elefante se balanceaba sobre la tela de una araña. ¿Cómo lo hacía? ¿Qué resistía? Fueron a buscar otro elefante. Dos elefantes se balanceaban sobre la tela de una araña. Como veían que resistían, fueron a llamar otro elefante. Tres elefantes se balanceaban sobre la tela de una araña. Como veían que resistían, fueron a llamar otro elefante. Cuatro elefantes se balanceaban sobre la tela de una araña. Como veían que resistía, fueron a llamar a otro elefante. La yara, 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 la yara. Cinco elefantes se balanceaban sobre la tela de una araña. Como veían que resistía, fueron a llamar a otro elefante.
My grandmother used to sing me this song. And it's so surreal because it's about like one elephant balanced himself on a spider's web. How did he do it? What was he resisting? What was he seeing? He went and called out another elephant. And then all the elephants start piling up on the spider's web.
The children's music. I have a special place for children's music because my kids are now 11 and 14. The breaking point for me was when my oldest son wanted to hear Do You Know the Muffin Man like 37 times in a row. So, well, we were riding one day, right? We were driving down the road, and I said, okay, well, we've got to do something about this, you know, this what he's listening to. And there is a really sophisticated and wide variety of things to listen to in children's music now.
Oof, so much, so much. But it's true that repeat factor is something you have to consider when you're choosing what to put on.
You and I are laughing, but Jasmine will discover someday what that repeat factor is. When they like it, man, they like it a lot over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, Judy, we're moving down to Jasmine's part of the world for the best tango album next.
Okay, so in the tango category, you know, I have to say first, they put tango and they put flamenco under traditional. And I don't know, you know, that in a lot of cases is just really off because, yeah, you can say this comes from traditional music, but you could also put, you know, rock in the traditional category. You know, I have a problem with that logic because really the albums that end up being nominated, they are contemporary. One of those albums this year is Ruben Blades, his tango album. And I just wanted to talk for a second about that because he did tango versions of, you know, Pedro Navaja, Pablo Pueblo. And you think, wow, well, that could really be a disaster. But not really. But you know, he did a great job. I mean, he didn't go too over the top trying to be, you know, dramatic tango. It's really a very nice album, and working with the Leopoldo Federico Orchestra, which is amazing. As far as the track that I wanted to center on, I wanted to do somebody who's not as well known, who's Monica Navarro. And she's actually a singer and actress. She was born in Argentina, but she lives in Uruguay. Her album is called Calle. I love it when to hear new female tango singers because there aren't that many of them. And also I think tango purists, I think, would really respect her, but also there's just something kind of like raw and punky about her too, in a way, which is really what tango is all about. This is the track Calle from the album Calle by Monica Navarro.
Calle que sabe decir, calle que miente al callar. Quiere partir sin hablar, quiere aguantar y salir. Calle si quiere escapar, que prepárate a morir. Calle si quiere vivir, que ya te vino a buscar. Calle que sabe callar, calle que vuelve a mentir. Facho, garca, vientre, fuego, macho, bobo, sangre, perro, madre, plaza, sombra, huevo, fiebre, fuga, pibes, pueblo, tiempo dócil, nuevo fósil, aire ciego, lista muerta, grito viejo, plata. Huesos, goles, palos, roña, sueño, tibio, cielo, clase media, mugre, lengua, playa, vuelo, calle, furia, calle, falsa, calle, fuego. Que vuelve a olvidar, que se ha portado tan bien, que supo a quién entregar. Calle que sabe decir que ya te vino a buscar. Calle que miente al hablar, que prepárate a morir. Calle que sabe callar, calle que vuelve a mentir. Chancho, viejo, garca, centro, herpio, loco, monto negro, fútbol, dócil, radio, pueblo, macho, sueño, madre, huesos, isla, trampa, gloria, negra, pibes, muertos, bota, búho, miente, roba, cura, ciego, carne, risa, telesexo, chiste. Calle Ruego.
something that happens very often because Argentine Spanish is so different from the Spanish of the rest of Latin America.
You happen to notice that.
It's very heavily influenced by Italian, and it's very loose and very raw. Like, your mouth is very loose, and it's... A lot of times what happens is that Argentine musicians will standardize their Spanish and standardize their Spanish accent so that everybody can understand, you know? Because, as you said, you've been in a car full of Argentines and me and not understood a word of what was happening. But I like that she's keeping that there and even using, like, some strong... slang words like facho, which means fascist. Yeah,
there's something like really ballsy about her that I like, which is, you know, it's very tango.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right on. I think tango was, I always think of it as like the original gangster rap, you know? I mean, it was literally the music of the brothels, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Before we move on to the next group of songs, we have a question for you, Judy.
Okay.
Jasmine and I, we roll our eyes at the presentation, what's broadcast on television. But earlier this year, we did take time to mark the organization's quinceañera, the 15th year. This is the 15th year of the Latin Grammys. So, you know, the question is the Latin Grammy organization that big of a deal within the music industry? And if so, how has it helped the music and the musicians?
Well, I think it really has. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of things you can, of course, criticize about the show. For me, it's particularly that they only... spotlight a few artists and categories on the show, and everybody else is kind of, you know, relegated to second class and put into this kind of pre-show to receive their awards, which, you know, for me, that I would say is the worst of it. But the best of it is that the members of the Academy who are voting for the Latin Grammys, they're really from all over Latin America and from Spain. And so I think what you do find among the nominees are a lot of albums that, you know, otherwise you wouldn't hear, because people are, you know, voting for maybe for what's popular in their country or what they happen to be hearing. And so they've, in a way, I mean, it's even a bit subversive in a way, because it kind of bypasses those gatekeepers at the big labels who are deciding what to distribute or not distribute in the United States. And I think that's very positive. And then a lot of the artists, maybe they'll be nominated for a Latin Grammy, and with that cachet, then they can break into the U.S. Latin market, and they can get more attention, even from the very labels that maybe before were saying, you know, we're going to pass on that one.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there is a diversity that I think is a good thing.
Okay, Judy, speaking of diversity, we're going to go to Cowboy Hats and Mariachi with Jasmine's next pick.
I know you never thought you'd see this day, Felix.
Ever.
You know, I've been living in Mexico for the last year and a half, and before I moved, I just couldn't really get into some of the music that Felix listened to from the Southwest. I'm talking about norteñas and rancheras, and it's just, I think it's just a very foreign sound for anybody really who is not from Mexico and Central America and the Southwest. It just sounds very foreign, the accordions and the polka influences. I don't know, year and a half into living in Mexico, I guess I drank the Kool-Aid. I brought in Pepe Aguilar and the song Lástima que seas ajena, Too Bad You Belong to Someone Else, but not for long.
Estás completita, tengo que confesarlo. No más al saludarte me da el mal del amor. Me brotan los deseos, me tiembla todo el cuerpo. Y lo que estoy pensando no se puede decir. Me gustas para todo, con todos los excesos. No más de imaginarme se me enchina la piel. Qué imágenes tan bellas me pasan por la mente y me estorba la gente. Verdad de Dios que sí. Lástima que seas ajena y no pueda darte lo mejor que tengo. Lástima que llego tarde y no tengo llave para abrir tu cuerpo. Lástima que seas ajena, el fruto prohibido que jamás comí. Lástima que no te tenga, porque al mismo cielo yo te haría subir. Dejo todo, pareces un lucero, no más al sonreír. Qué imágenes tan bellas me cruzan por la mente y estorban los presentes, verdad de Dios que sí. Lástima que seas ajena y no pueda darte lo mejor que tengo. Lástima que llego tarde y no tengo llave para abrir tu cuerpo. Lástima que seas ajena, el fruto prohibido que jamás comí. Lástima que no te tenga, porque al mismo cielo yo te haría subir. Lástima que seas ajena y no pueda darte lo mejor que tengo. Lástima que llego tarde y no tengo llave para abrir tu cuerpo. El fruto prohibido que jamás comí. Lástima que no te tenga, porque al mismo cielo yo te haría subir.
What do you think about this?
When I hear music like that, I just think of my mother. That's her music.
That's
she
too
loves
bad because he's talking about wanting to be with this lady.
Apart from the subject matter, okay? That's not it. When I think, hear the lyrics, I don't think of my mom. God, no.
Doña Contreras.
No. It's just the style.
Yeah. I actually think of my grandmother.
Because
it's just like this very romantic, like, guy with a... You know, and you're, like, cleaning the house. Like, my grandmother were, like, cooking and, like, singing in the words of this very romantic man. And it's very, you know, it feels old school. It makes me, like, I can smell the mothballs. My grandmother was a big fan of mothballs.
Pepe Aguilar is the son of Antonio Aguilar, who was also a very famous mariachi ranchero singer in his own right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think, you know, that show that we did with the vocal coach for La Voz Mexico, and she was just talking about different pop vocalists and breaking it down for us. And one of the things she said is there is no better school for vocal training is mariachi, because you're just sitting there or standing there with this huge brass band, and it's very noisy. A lot of times you're on the street, and traditionally you're not amplified by a microphone. You have to just really develop a fantastic vocal instrument. And I think I've become really appreciative of that, you know?
We're going to the opera next.
Oh, wonderful. What should I wear?
Dress up. You got to dress up.
Yes.
Speaking of strong voices, you know, I was going through every single category of the Latin Grammys looking for things that I'm not familiar with.
Right.
Okay. I have my specialties and I have the things that I like. And I spent a lot of time in the classical area. And I found this album that I'd never heard of before. And it's called Únicamente la Verdad,
yes.
La Verdadera Historia de Camelia la Tejana. It is an opera based on a song written by Los Tigres del Norte, a narco corrido that was written in the 1970s.
Yes.
This woman named Gabriela Ortiz from Mexico City wrote this entire opera about the character Camelia la Tejana.
And the character Camelia la Tejana, it's this lore, although some people say it's true, of this couple who live on the border and they smuggle drugs together. And then he...
double crosses
her. He betrays her. And it's the opera is about all the men who have passed through Camelia la Tejana's life as a drug smuggler.
It's nominated for Best Classical Contemporary Composition, which means that it's nominated for the song itself, the composition itself, not the recording. So the composer gets a nomination, and it stood out just because of the subject matter. And I was very curious to know how they were going to handle a narco corrido, which is a very distinct style of music from northern Mexico in the opera setting. And this is one of the tracks from that album.
Thank you.
Okay, by definition, I think I need to say that, you know, I don't have the skills, the musical knowledge to assess, you know, the quality. Okay?
Yeah, but I don't know, because I think that if you like it, you like it. I know nothing of opera, you know, but I loved this. And I think that says something. I mean, you don't only listen to opera if you're like a connoisseur, you know. I think there's something to it that it can reach someone like me, you know, and I love this one.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I would actually like to see this opera. And you guys know that the Camilla La Tejana was a telenovela.
Didn't.
That was on this year.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was actually a movie. I guess it was in the 70s when they originally wrote the song. So I'd love to see the opera.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me it's very appropriate for a couple of reasons. I mean, I think everything that is norteño and tejano and Mexican music in general is very operatic and it has that melodrama and that booming voice. But I also think it comes at a time in Mexico and on the border in which what is happening is, it's very tragic and it's very operatic. You know, you hear these stories that you say, man, I couldn't have made this up, you know? So I think it is really appropriate to have this crescendoing opera that ends. I really like the clip you played, you know, it ends with a boom and, you know, nunca más se supo, that, you know, never again did we hear from him. And that a lot of times feels like what is happening in Mexico and on the border, like just boom, silence. And it's like that potency, and I think opera is a very appropriate medium, actually. I'm surprised this hasn't been done more often.
And then hats off to the Academy, members of the Academy who nominated this particular album.
Yeah, sometimes they really do come up with the unexpected, so it's definitely worth digging around in all of the categories to see what's there.
We're going to end it with a track that I brought in from the album The Offense of a Drum. This is a track called Aiko Aiko from an album that's nominated for the Best Latin Jazz Album.
So I make phone room early in the morning. Heady big chief of the Congo Nation. Go down by the river, stand and deliver. Down on the bayou, shoot that fire. It was 1962. I was a little bitty boy coming through. So I make boom boom. Say my spy boy and your spy boy sitting by the bayou. My spy boy to your spy boy gonna set your flag on fire. My spy boy and your spy boy sitting by the bayou. My spy boy to your spy boy gonna set your flag on fire. Say Aiko,
Aiko,
Aiko, Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Jackie Fino Anane, Jackie Mofinane. Early in the morning, early in the morning. I say, what do you know? Jump up and down, jump up and down.
Thank you.
don't forget, the Latin Grammys are November 20th this year.
I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed digging through the Latin Grammys. And yes, there's a lot of schmaltz, there's a lot of cheese, and there's a lot of stuff that you might not like. But there's a lot of treasures, and that's what we were trying to do today. I think we found a lot of treasures. Judy, thank you so much for helping us do that.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I think it's a reminder that we need to always keep digging and discovering things and not just looking at what's the most popular, you know?
Thank you, Judy. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to remind you that you can hear all of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We should tweet during the ceremony. Felix and I always have these really funny back and forth, private back and forth, but we never go public with them. And then like 3 hours into the ceremony, he falls asleep.
I fell asleep last year. Okay. It still went on and on. And
then
on,
there's
man.
Like an hour worth of me like insulting him for leaving me alone.
I did fall asleep. Why don't you drop us a line on Facebook and Twitter and tell us if you discovered any hidden gems within all the categories and what you'll be looking for during the Latin Grammys.
We are NPR's Alt Latino.
My name's Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been
Alt
Latino.
Oh, yes. Rice and beans, baby.
Frijoles. I like it.